internet sites that, that illegal live streaming of sports events.
He says they seized 307 U.S. registered websites doing illegal sports business. The White House is clarifying the Defense Secretary's comments of yesterday that the U.S. combat role will be turned over to Afghan forces in the middle of next year. Spokesman Jay Carney.
What Secretary Panetta said is that it could happen that the transition to Afghan security lead could be moved up to 2013. But he was not making an announcement about a decision that had been made.
The White House says no decision by NATO has yet been made. Automatic cuts in the Pentagon's budget, too much for some on Capitol Hill to swallow.
Republican Senator John McCain is leading an effort to stop automatic cuts in the Pentagon budget, required next year because Congress's supercommittee failed to agree on an alternative.
It would be so disruptive that it would endanger our national security.
House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi says no one likes the automatic cut, but that's what both sides agreed to.
Agreement was reached. It must be honored.
There's still a chance Congress can find a compromise on a better thought-out way to fix the deficit, but that is precisely the deal they were unable to reach last year. CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Los Angeles school officials are looking through their records for any other reports of possible child abuse involving the fired teacher, facing charges in 23 alleged abuse cases. So far, they've turned up one, which the DA did not prosecute. Whatever groundhog saw his shadow in the west may have been onto something. A winter storm is developing, says meteorologist Mike Vodasak.
Blizzard conditions are expected anywhere, really, from 6 to 18 inches of snow is possible. Some of the foothills west of Denver.
He says it'll hit Colorado, Nebraska, and Wyoming, and then move on into Kansas and Iowa. It is Groundhog Day in Punxsutawney at Phil's Lair.
Many shadows do I see. 6 more weeks of winter, it must be.
Well, maybe. Staten Island Chuck, Woody the Woodchuck, Buckeye Chuck, French Creek Freddy, Jimmy, and Beauregard Lee all said early spring. On Wall Street, the Dow down 9, the Nasdaq up 8. Oil prices today, $96.53 a barrel. This is CBS News.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching. Paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Mexican drug cartels are threatening law enforcement, and local police are on the run just across the border.
The police in Juarez are in a fight for their lives against Mexican drug cartels.
It's an out-and-out war. They're trying to force the Juarez chief out of office. So basically they're threatening him, saying, if you don't leave office, we're going to kill officers.
Sergeant Ron Martin with the El Paso Police Department says 2,500 police officers across the border in Juarez have been forced to flee their homes and hide out in hotels, after at least 8 of their own have been killed last month alone by the cartels. Joe Gomez for CBS News, Houston.
The Urban Institute says there is more residential segregation, neighborhood poor, fewer jobs, and public school inequality for blacks in the Northeast and Midwest these days than in the South or the West. The report says blacks and Latinos are more likely to live well, get better educations, and have jobs across the southern half of the nation. And the Urban Institute is considered a quite liberal organization. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
My game plan for big game entertaining? Sam's Club.
Member Casey Harrison.
We save on all the snacks, all the drinks, even a sharp 60-inch LED TV. So on game day, the best seats in the house are gonna be in my house.
Not a member? Start your new Sam's Club Plus membership now through February 5th and score extra points with a $20 gift card. Then make saving part of your game plan all year long.
Great prices, great selection, great party. In my book, that's a win-win-win.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HT Faces by Citrix. the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Darn, betcha I worry about the poor because I are one.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
That's right. That's right. Still crazy after all these years.
Hi, you're Bill. This is Bill Benica talking to you, Friends and Neighbors Network, 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo, your news station. Let me tell you what's going on today here at 1230. I'll tell you who's coming in is Pandora, because she's going to talk about Lawrence Juber, who's going to play at the Botanical Garden on February 12th. On Sunday, he was Paul McCartney's lead guitarist from Wings. I said, well, yeah, I should. Well, okay. She's going to bring me some music, so anyway, we'll get to that. So we'll talk about that. Oh, my gosh. Here's what I wanted to tell you about. Madison Avenue never sleeps. I got to tell you that right now. Frito-Lay has already, on a commercial, cashed in on the president's Al Green air check at the Apollo Theater in an ad for potato chips.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right.
With Bill Benica, the Friends and Neighbors Network.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
I know that when you hear the name Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, you immediately think of great flushing Toto toilets. Or maybe it's our state-of-the-art Growy kitchen and bath faucets. Or maybe it's those tiny massaging bubbles of a Jason Comfort Air Bath. But here's something you may not know. We have the most fabulous line of cabinet and door hardware on the Central Coast. Knobs and pulls created for whatever look you desire. Rustic, modern, craftsman, Asian, in durable, long-lasting finishes like Venetian bronze, brushed nickel, distressed copper, or even cloisonné. The choices are endless, the quality superb. You'll find that Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has the county's widest selection of bathroom vanity cabinets in all types of designs. Roomy linen storage cabinets, beveled mirror medicine cabinets, and handcrafted wall mirrors. That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
I got all the great stuff at Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath. I got to get in there and see it. You know, they got the special sinks, what they call those bowl sinks, and they got all styles and stuff like that. They got the farmhouse kitchen sinks, you know, they got the hot tubby bubbly things in them. What you need, they got. That's how it works with it. And they also have, because I have one of these. Back when I was just flush with dough, I bought a Kohler, I think it was Kohler, pretty sure Kohler, faucet for the kitchen that has little LED lights around the hosey thing, so you can see what you're doing. Okay, let's do today, according to the Tribune, our Who's It's, What's It's, and Wherefores, and this is our flashback, our Highland history on February 12, 1912, Frederick R. Law parachuted from the torch of the Statue of Liberty in a stunt film by Pathé News. Doesn't say how he landed, or if successfully. In 1536, present-day Buenos Aires, Argentina, was founded by Pedro de Mendoza of Spain. In 1653, New Amsterdam, now New York City, was incorporated. 1848, the Treaty of Guadalupe-Hidalgo, ending the Mexican-American War, was signed. In 1882, Irish poet and novelist James Joyce was born near Dublin. In 1887, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, held its first Groundhog Day Festival. I don't, did see it, not see it. What has something happened today? I don't know. It's something about six more. We haven't had any winter yet, so I don't know. We got six more weeks of it. 1912, Broadway composer Burton Lane was born in New York, who did Finian's Rainbow. In 1943, the remainder of Nazi forces from the Battle of Stalingrad surrendered a major victory for the Soviets in World War II. They were all frozen. They couldn't move. In 1992, a longtime Miss America MC Burt Parks died in La Jolla at the age of 77. A year ago, supporters of President Hosni Mubarak charged into Cairo's central square on horses and camels brandishing whips while others rained firebombs from rooftops in what appeared to be an orchestrated assault against protesters trying to topple Egypt's leader of 30 years. But they won. Sort of. It's hard to say, huh? You can't tell at this point. All right, let's do birthdays today. Our comedian Tom Smothers is 75. Our rock singer and guitarist Graham Nash is 70. Country singer Howard Bellamy from the Bellamy Brothers is 66. TV chef Ina Garten is 64. Model Christie Brinkley is 58. Actor Michael Talbot is 57. Rock musician Robert DeLeo is from Stone Temple Pilots is 46. And singer Shakira is 35. And a special happy birthday to my niece Genevieve up in Oregon, in Eugene, who is a sweet 17 today. Happy birthday to them and to you if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
San Luis Obispo's Palm Theater is your ticket to cinema for the soul. Jim D's Palm Theater shows first-run film festival favorites for those who seek movie mastery that runs deeper than the overly hyped pedestrian fare. This marvelous intimate multiplex is known as the Slow Theater, where the prices and popcorn are the best in town. Green as a bean, the Palm is also the only solar-powered theater on the Central Coast. Across from the Palm Street parking garage, the Palm on Palm. Cinema for your soul.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
All right, we're gonna do some CalQuest news here in just a second. You're in the Ville, Talking Street Friends and Neighbors Network right here. Oh, there, that's who it is. Okay. Hi, Mike. I'm about to do the news here. You want to share the news with me? Go ahead, sit down. We'll do the news together. What do you got in your hand there? What are you bringing me now? What kind of propaganda is this? The Devil in the White City. Holy cow. Eric Larson. Now, is this something that you've read yourself and you think is really groovy?
I haven't read it personally. My son has read it.
Oh, okay.
And he talks constantly about it.
You know, I know that you think that I only work a couple hours a day. You know, I got less time to read, but it's not necessarily true.
That you can read?
Yes. All right, here's what's going on. Mike came by as a surprise. It surprised me, this book, which is very nice. Thank you very much. But we'll go ahead and we'll see if we can discuss some stuff. Allegations of sexual misconduct by Paso Robles chief of police didn't surprise anyone, according to a former councilman who said today that the city's top management and council members have known of the assertions for years. Lisa Solomon has been accused by current and former officers and non-sworn police department personnel of improper sexual touching and other related activities, including unlawful ticket quotas and subsequent retaliation against those who protested. Gary Nemeth, who retired from the San Luis Obispo Police Department following a 30-year law enforcement career ended by injury, said others in the community have tried to raise alarms about Solomon and public behavior, but to no avail. And apparently some of the behavior has been somewhat public. So then in a related story, the filings are finally filed and things are starting to happen in this case. And a Pastoral's police officer who says his numerous attempts to force the chief to run the department in a legal and productive manner were fruitless because that's not how she wanted to run it. They were rebuffed, filed a claim against the city in December and plans to follow up with a lawsuit. Officer Jim Patro, an officer and union steward, had complained to Chief Lisa Solomon and city management that commercial staff had mandated that each officer write at least 10 tickets a month and preferably 14 or more in order to avoid disciplinary action, according to the lawsuit. taking a day, we'll keep the sergeant away, several officers said was a common phrase used in the department. And it's totally illegal in California law to make people have quotas and try to have anything to do. All right, now here's the story here. Now, this is interesting because a lot of people make comments about this story. After the story, you can go to calcoastnews.com and you can look it up. But here's the most obvious question that came out of my mouth, came out of my ears when I saw the story, and then I thought to myself, well, there's something missing in this story. And then I told Nancy, and she goes, well, what about this? I don't know. They didn't address it. So here's the deal. San Luis County Sheriff's deputies raided Taco Temple in Morro Bay on Wednesday afternoon in connection with a drug operation, sources and witnesses said. Deputies arrested Efrain Ramirez, the restaurant's kitchen manager, for transporting narcotics. He remains in San Luis Obispo County Jail on immigration hold, deputies said. In addition to raiding the restaurant, deputies also searched his home where they discovered an unknown quality of drugs. Ramirez is suspected of selling cocaine out of the back door of the restaurant for more than a decade, sources said. Law enforcement personnel are continuing to investigate. Now, wouldn't the first thing that comes to your mind go, why didn't they do it after 1 year? Why did they wait 9 more?
Well, you didn't piss anybody off for 9 years.
Well, that's really amazing to me. I have to tell you the truth. And it's interesting, too, because people's comments were, I've always noticed the back door to Taco Temple is always open. And then the other person said, this upward mobility is not doing too much for this guy. The guy's still a kitchen manager after 10 years, you know what I mean? But, so anyway, so now what remains to be seen is were they complicit, the owners, were they complicit in this whole shenanigan here? So that's yet to be found out.
I always thought the door was open because of immigration, you know.
I don't know. But anyway, it's somebody said, and somebody else said in a comment, they said, no wonder stuff goes better with Coke. Okay, right there. And also, here's this story right here. Slow burglary is linked to an organized crime group. We're the happiest place in the world. People hear about it, you know what I mean? And that includes gangs from L.A. As soon as this story, whatever, please come up. Police suspect an early morning burglary at the Skate Warehouse in San Luis Obispo was linked to an organized crime ring out of Southern Cal. On Wednesday morning, the store's manager saw flashlights and heard noises coming from inside the building located on South Higuera. While the manager did not find anyone inside, he discovered the warehouse had been broken into and an undetermined amount of skate shoes had been stolen. Surveillance video of the robbery shows the thieves transporting the shoes in a white Econoline van. What are skate shoes?
You know, the shoes that have the skate wheels.
Oh, they have a little. They don't make these things for adults. I want the ones with the flashy lights and the skates. I don't ever see.
Well,
those.
You could definitely use the flashy lights when you're walking around.
Seriously, I always thought that'd be kind of good. You know what I mean? But I can't get any of those things. Anyway, so that's just some of what's going on at CalcoastNews.com. Don't forget to go to the website, and if you want to listen to Talk is Cheap live and streamed, it is up in the upper right-hand corner, and is our podcast of Slow Talk is Cheap. And we'll be checking in with Karen Veeley on Friday. That's tomorrow at midday. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Billy Boy.
You know, they tell us that there's rain in the forecast or something.
That's what I hear, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So I'm juggling my schedule around a little bit.
Now, I think that now after 4 days, I'm allowed to say this. I don't know. I haven't seen it announced anywhere, but I think after 4 days, I'm allowed to say, have you noticed that Richard Gearhart's not doing KSBY in the morning?
Yes.
Right. He's not doing KSBY in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so there's all these crazy shakeups that are going on all the time. You know, it's just always nuts. It's always nuts. So did the groundhog see himself or whatever he's supposed to do?
Wasn't it that they said six more weeks of winter? We haven't had 6 weeks of winter.
No, we actually haven't. So I don't know what that means exactly. So that's going to be kind of interesting.
But then, it just depends on where you're at. You look up in Alaska, and they can't even get to certain cities because they've had so much snow.
And this thing over in the Balkans and whatnot, you know, yeah. Holy dump truck. What did they say it was today?
Wait, it's right here.
This is insane. This is not a temperature. I don't know what this is. It said 26 degrees below in some areas.
Well, there was a thing recently where they were testing the temperature. It was 79 below, and the thermometer went out, and nobody would go outside to change the battery to
where was that?
See if they beat the
there?
Record. Huh?
Where was that?
That was New Zealand? Or,
someplace.
No, someplace.
79 below.
79 below.
Holy dump truck.
And then the battery went out, and I guess nobody was willing to go out there and say, hey.
I wouldn't go out there either for a battery. I'm telling you that. There's nothing I'd go out there for at that kind of temperature. The death toll right now is 83 in Bulgaria. 16 towns recorded the lowest temperature since records started 100 years ago. Black seas, fruzz, all kinds of stuff is going crazy over here weather-wise.
Yeah, they had to, the Russians had to use an ice cutter to be able to get the fuel over to.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, it's been a very, very, very strange weather year.
Yeah, so it's kind of strange, but like you say, it always seems to, like there's a heavy rains in this part where you really don't want it, and there's no rain over in this part where you'd really like it. It just seems like everything's a little tilted is all.
I think God's upset about something, to tell you the truth, you know what I mean?
Either, probably doesn't like your T-shirt.
Either that or Mother Nature's having menopause or something. So you can't tell what that is. You can read my shirt if you want to.
It says, I like cats. I just can't eat a whole one by myself.
Thank you.
There was a fold there, folks.
All right, now wait. We got because Pandora's going to be in here a little bit, but we got to do this story. You have to hear this story. This is like the insanity just going on all over the place here.
Some serious legal trouble for billionaire John Goodman down in Florida. He was the driver of that Bentley. He's accused of DUI manslaughter, vehicular homicide, right? He's also being sued civilly. This guy's got a lot of money, and he's trying to protect that money. He adopted his 42-year-old daughter? Is it possible that a 48-year-old adult can adopt a 42-year-old adult? Let's take out of the equation the fact that they're boyfriend, girlfriend. Get a 48-year-old adult. Adopt a 42-year-old?
Believe it or not, it's possible. It's not common, but it's certainly possible and legal to do so. Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, does the fact that they're boyfriend, girlfriend, and may, I mean, I don't know. I'm not behind closed doors with them, but I might assume that they may have some form of a physical relationship going on. Once you adopt someone, can you still have that physical relationship if you're both consenting adults?
Well, the problem, Vinny, was that the relationship that was occurring when the adoption took place, that should have prevented the adoption in itself. So you're not supposed to be having sexual relations with someone that you're adopting. So there's a
That's
problem
a good
right
rule.
There. I don't know.
That's a good rule.
I don't know
Let's
how this adoption went through.
Let's write it down. Okay. Jose.
All right. I don't know how this adoption went through, but.
Well, this is what
it's
I'm
not
hearing.
Technically.
I'm hearing
right,
that he went to another county where nobody knew him. He did the adoption in a county where he doesn't live. He left Palm Beach to do the adoption.
Right, and you can't adopt someone when it's a fraud as well. So there's some problems there for him.
Okay.
But you can't. What his relationship with her now is not technically incest, which is interesting as well because they're not related by blood. So now it
Let
seems
me tell
more
you,
legal than what he did in the first place.
There isn't. You should not be able to adopt someone and sleep with them. I don't care what
and
your age
not
is or anything
to.
Else. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. How does anybody know that that's actually taking place is what I want to find out there. How do you know that that's happening?
Yeah, he just, he's going with the dirt and walking with it. I mean, what, did they talk to Woody Allen or what?
That's a strange, strange tip. That's a good point. Now, did Woody Allen ever adopt that young girl?
Well, Mia Farrow did, didn't she?
I guess Mia Farrow did adopt her. She was married to him at the time, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Well, then
he
would have had to adopt. Well, you can't tell in Hollywood. You can't remember if people are married or not.
That's true.
It doesn't have any rules about that in Hollywood.
Yeah, the congratulations is if you're not married and you have a kid, not if you are.
I had a story the other day in the news, which we didn't get to for obvious reasons because it's not important until this moment, and that's that Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's children are encouraging them to get married.
Yeah.
We want to be in a wedding, Mom.
That shows you even adopted kids know that something should be going on there. Huh?
That's amazing. Anyway, so that's what's going on with that. Right. Are you ready? All right, we're going to do a bit of a joke here. And somebody sent me.
And so I want you to know it's not R-rated in any way. It's a PG, but only because there's a male part that's mentioned by name, by its proper name in here, okay? So that's it. I want you to know that, and then we'll go on with it right here, okay? The pastor asked if anyone in the congregation would like to express praise for answered prayers. Susie Smith stood up and walked to the podium. She said, I have praise. 2 months ago, my husband, Tom, had a terrible bicycle wreck, and his scrotum was completely crushed. The pain was excruciating, and the doctors didn't know if they could help him. You could hear a muffled gasp from the men in the congregation as they imagined the pain the poor Tom had experienced. Tom was unable to hold me or the kids, even, she went on, and every move caused him terrible pain. We prayed as the doctors performed a delicate operation, and it turned out they were able to piece together the crushed remnants of Tom's scrotum and wrap wire around it to hold it in place. Again, the men in the congregation cringed and squirmed uncomfortably as they imagined the horrible surgery performed on Tom. Now she announced in a quivering voice, "Thank the Lord, Tom is out of the hospital, and the doctors say that with time, his scrotum should recover completely." All the men sighed with unified relief. The pastor rose and tentatively asked if anyone else had something to say. A man stood up, walked slowly to the podium, and said, "Hi, I'm Tom Smith." The entire congregation sort of held its breath. He said, "I just want to tell my wife the word is sternum."
Times are tough. I bet 100 advertising people have knocked on your door. Bill Benica has been broadcasting through the tough times and the good times on the Central Coast for 35 years. Bill's Talk is Cheap came on the air about 15 years ago. A dozen of Bill's sponsors have been with Bill the entire time, and some for 5 to 10 years prior to that. Like his sponsors, Talk is Cheap listeners are the most loyal in the San Luis Obispo County. Bill is the only recipient of a New Times Best Of Award for local advertising. These tough times have opened up space for new sponsors on Talk is Cheap. In addition, Bill's alliance with CalCoastNews.com brings new, never-before-offered packages that can inform your loyal customers and a broad base of new customers. Call Katie at 786-2570 and leave a callback number. Leave your message at 786-2570. It can truly be better with Bill Benica's Talk is Cheap and CalCoastNews.com. Call today.
Today, we have football expert Professor Winklebottom, and he'll tell us who will win this year's Super Bowl. Professor?
Yes,
While we listen, let's have some Roundtable Pizza, the last honest pizza. That's because Roundtable Pizza is made with fresh ingredients, never canned, Professor. And we can watch the game at Roundtable Pizza's 7 area locations, or order Roundtable's take and bake and cook it at home. Professor, I speak for all of us when I say thank you for that amazing insight.
Yes.
Watch the Super Bowl on several big screens at one of your Central Coast Roundtable Pizza restaurants. Get a large cold pitcher of refreshing premium beer and a large one-topping pizza for just $19.99. Or pick up a take-and-bake. Take it home or let Roundtable cater your Super Bowl party. Go to RoundtablePizza.com. Roundtable, the last honest pizza.
Hey, we're back at it here. And we're going to talk to Pandora Nash-Kerner, who's with us. And hi, Pandora.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. And you know, before we talk about what we're actually here to talk about, I'm impressed. I have to tell you the truth. I'm really impressed with this thing that you've accomplished. And you had to go off to some school, and you had to take Navy SEAL training and all this stuff.
Well, that's not quite right.
Okay, but you became a
I'm a U.S. Captain. Coast Guard 100-ton captain. I can take up to 150 passengers by day and 49 passengers overnight accommodations. And the question is, why would I want to do that?
No. The question
when
is,
I really want to just sail a boat.
No, because you're the kind of person that says, you know, this is nuts. I'm going to go try it.
That's exactly. And it was nuts.
I bet it was hard.
There were 6 components. 2 were optional. 1 was a towing endorsement, and the other one was a sailing endorsement, which is why I was really there. And then we learned things about what does shifting cargo and heavy seas means and how it can create instability and why ships go down. And we had to do all the algebraic formulas. And I'm thinking, I just want to sail a sailboat. I'm not really here to learn about freighters, but we had to learn about them and we had to be tested on them.
That's really quite amazing. Now, this is like the airport commission that decides that if you build 800 homes out here in the Margarita Plant area, that's too many homes in case a plane goes down. But you can put 789 homes in there that can be destroyed by an airplane. Now, how do they determine that you can take 150 people in the daytime and 49 people at night?
You know, Bill, I was so worried about the fact that the inland rules and the Western River rules for navigation, which, by the way, the Western Rivers are not in the West, and the Great Lakes rules are very different than the international rules, and they all have different lights, and they all have... So
really?
I can't deal with that, much less try to deal with why the homes can be 700 and whatever.
Holy
it is,
cow, that's amazing. Well, why do they have that rule about the people on the ferry boat?
Which rule is
Let's
that?
Let's say if you said, okay, I'm going to have a boat, and you told me this. You just said, I can ferry 150 people in the daytime.
Oh, it has to do with the level of license. There are licenses that are higher than the one that I got that I would have to go sit for those tests and qualify for that in order to be able to take a larger boat.
Well, obviously the guy over there in Italy, he apparently fudged.
You know, we don't know the whole story, I'm sure, but that happened right in the middle of this classroom, very intense classroom studies that we were doing, and we all just shook our head because everybody in there has at least 1,000 days at sea, and we were just going, how could that have happened?
You know, now there's some suspicion here. This is going to be interesting when they finally get this all figured out. There is some talk that, and apparently there's some communication that is claimed to have been made and found that the company itself told the man to do it.
But ultimately, the captain is responsible. We learned in school
point.
That, you know, even if a pilot comes on and you're driving a big super tanker and the pilot comes on and he has the official ability to take over, at all times the captain is in charge, and the captain can say to the pilot, I don't like what you're doing, and I'm going to take over the ship now. So that captain should have been watching. And when you think about the kind of sophisticated gear, I mean, I've seen three-dimensional sonar where you can see what is on the bottom.
Right.
And certainly those ships have that kind of, I mean, right. If sailboats have it, they can have it.
Yeah. Well,
and
yeah.
So I don't understand. Somebody wasn't minding the ship, so to speak.
Well, pretty amazing stuff right there. One other thought came to my mind as I was thinking about that. A good point about Alan Arkin was in a movie years ago. I don't know if you remember this, and he was a Russian. He was a Russian or some kind of a Eastern, you know, a Eastern European guy on a boat, and he jumped onto a Coast Guard boat and asked for asylum. And so there was it was a true story. It's based on a true story. So there was all this negotiating going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth with the captain of the Russian ship and the captain of the American ship. And so finally they let the Russians take him off the American ship and sail off with the guy. And the guy that was the American officer was thrown out of the service because they said, you know, this is a sovereign vessel. You know, you don't let foreigners come and take other people off that are seeking asylum, you know, which was kind of an interesting thing, I thought.
I can't answer that. I did find out we can't marry people at sea anymore.
Oh, you
as
can't?
Captains. No, we have to go get a universal life license.
I have one of those in case you need me to fill in.
Okay,
for
Okay, well
you.
Then you could come along, okay, and good. I could be the captain, and you could be the minister.
I don't get seasick either, so that's really kind
that's
of
great.
Handy.
Well, you were in the Navy.
I was in
the
Navy. Well, that doesn't matter. There's lots of people in the Navy got thrown up the whole time they were in there. I've never understood
that
exactly. We're going to move on to other things, and what's going on at the Botanical Gardens, because we have a special guy that's coming to the Botanical Garden. It's going to be on February 12th at 4 p.m., which is next Sunday, not this coming Sunday, the following Sunday. There'll be a docent-led tour at 2:30 p.m. through the gardens, and then at 4 p.m. we'll have guitarist Lawrence Juber, and he's with Paul McCartney's Wings band. He was the lead guitarist with him. And now, but I have to ask you this: you wrote it this way, so I have to ask you, or somebody wrote it this way. Fingerstyle guitarist, what does that mean?
Okay, this guy is not just, I mean, there are lots of great guitarists, and Lawrence is one of the better ones. He comes from England. He started playing the guitar the week I Want to Hold Your Hand was released. He's been playing for over 40 years. He was a big deal studio musician in London, then went to New York, met his wife, moved to L.A., and has been a studio musician, composer, writer ever since. He's most known for being the lead guitarist for Paul McCartney and Wings, but he has 19 solo CDs that he's released, and almost every one of them is with his own original music. I brought you a couple samples today.
Thanks. So we're going to play some. Now, here's the interesting thing about saying, you know, somebody's a studio musician, and I think some people scratch their head. There was a movie out not long ago, the Palm Theater Show, called The Wrecking Crew, and this was a bunch of guys who were studio musicians in Motown, and they... in essence, I mean, they wrote half of what you've ever heard. Absolutely. As they were in the studio.
Every time you go to a movie, yeah. It's studio musicians, yeah, who are, right, playing. I mean, they're fabulous.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And you asked what fingerstyle is. Lawrence is unique because he plays the melody, the bass, and the rhythm all at the same time. It sounds like it's three guitars. It's one person. You should see his fingers fly on that keyboard.
Really? All right, we're gonna fly now. This is Lawrence. Let me see what the name of this cut is here. This is right here. This is called Cobalt Blue from Lawrence Joubert. There we go. Bang, bang, bang. And that's Lawrence Joubert. And that was called Cobalt Blue. We're going to hear another one. It's called Solo Flight. That's a little bit shorter. But I'm looking forward to it. So this is going to be at the Botanical Gardens. This is a week from Sunday. And once again, the concert starts at 4 p.m. And the Dozen-Led Tour is at 2:30. Now, you...
but there aren't very many left. So
I was going to say, yeah, there's not a lot of seats left, so you better get calling and seeing what you got.
And here's the deal. We're going to cut seats off, which is going to make us look like we're sold out. But unfortunately, what happens is... and I don't have a good handle on what the percentage is, but it's at least 5% of people who buy tickets ahead don't show up. So that means we hold those seats for them, obviously. We have to. So if people want to come and there aren't seats available, we ask them, just come on out. There's a chance you might get in.
Okay.
There you have it.
Right. Well, you know, people stand in line at 9 o'clock in the morning to get a TV or some damn thing from Best Buy at Christmas time. I guess it's that.
Well, for the price of the ticket, for the price of the ticket, well worth going.
Now, here's the other thing too. So this is he has two Grammys, is it? One with the one with
Grammys.
Wings and one on his own. He did a solo arrangement with the Pink Panther, and it earned him a second Grammy.
He did the guitar on Happy Days, Family Ties, The Spy Who Loved Me, and a whole bunch of others. About half the things you hear coming out of Hollywood are. He's involved with the guitar portion of it.
What I make up for in speed, what I lack in speed, I make for up in slow. Here's the Happy Days is what you said?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Monday, happy days.
I thought I'd throw in Happy Days right there. Made me feel a lot better about life today right there. All right, because we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter, which we haven't had yet. So it's making me really nervous that we're going to have snow in June.
Well, it's like summer last summer. We had summer, I think, one day in September.
Yeah, really. It's been a weird, 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 weird year. All right, let me talk about some other things that are here. He is featured on the CD Popping Guitars, a tribute to the music of the Sherman Brothers. It can be seen in the documentary film The Brothers about those celebrated Disney composers. Which is, so once again, we're talking about this idea that studio musicians are so incredibly well-rounded, you know. They're not the people that get the fame and the glory and all that stuff, you know, but they're really there. One of the Wrecking Crew was Glenn Campbell. He was a studio musician and you know, finally did his own thing. But, you know, I mean, it just was an amazing, talented bunch of people. And so this, to have know that Lawrence Juber did the same thing, it just you have to admire it from just knowing what it takes to do that and to be famous for doing it and to be, you know, always doing it and that kind of thing.
You know, there are many, many, many fine musicians who are never famous. And the irony is sometimes they're far better musicians than those who are. And I think it all comes down to marketing and promotion. You know, who gets the best PR and why? And then who's doing the real work in the studios?
Okay, we got some other interesting. We got some other things that he was involved in. But let's mention once again, this is going to be at the Botanical Gardens on Sunday the 12th, which is at 4 p.m., which is next Sunday. And do I have a number here?
You can call 541-1400. That's 541-1400, extension 301. And you can leave a message. Or better yet, and faster yet, you can go online at SLOBG. So that's like San Luis Obispo Botanical Garden, but it's SLOBG.org. And go to the concert section, which is on the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, and click on that. And the first concert is Lawrence Juber. And there's a PayPal button there. And as I said, there's only a couple tickets left. So I encourage people, if they want to go, hear Lawrence Juber.
We're going to hear a little two-minute ditty from Lawrence, and we'll go out with a Beatles tune that he did. But anyway, this is called Solo Flight. Always has been. It's time for Pandora. Life's always been interesting. All right, because now she's talking about going to Cuba. There's a, who's it through?
The Chamber of Commerce in Arroyo Grande and Pismo Beach are putting on tours for Americans to go directly from LAX to Havana, Cuba for its 9 days. And all expense, I mean, once you pay, everything is inclusive. You don't have to do anything else. Hotel, transfer fees, everything. It's legal. As you know, Americans can't legally travel to Cuba, and you can't spend American dollars there. You can't use credit cards there. So you have to bring in either euros or Canadian dollars. But you can pay for the trip with a credit card in here. U.S. funds. So any incidentals that you wanted to buy, if you wanted to buy art or crafts or something like that, you'd have to take some of the kind of money. But it's a great opportunity. But it's because it's been forbidden fruit for 50 years, it's become very popular for people to want to go to Cuba.
I guess, yeah. And the other thing, too, is they will check your luggage for cigars on the way back.
Yes, we were told last night, no rum, no cigars. And my son smokes cigars, and he would have loved a Cuban cigar.
Can I confess that I smuggled back a cigar when I went to the Virgin Islands on a cruise?
Yeah, you better hope Homeland Security isn't listening.
Fine, I'm just telling you. This was before Homeland Security existed. And I went to when I had a friend that I thought I'd bring him back a Cuban cigar, so I did. I don't know what I was going to say. If I got caught with it, I had to pay $1,000 or something. I was going to be really upset.
To really be into cigars, and Cuban cigars aren't considered that
big a deal anymore.
Yeah, you can't get them.
You can't get them.
Yeah. Can't get, well, I would have just said, I don't know how that got there. Like everybody else who gets caught with something illegal in their luggage.
Well, right. One of the things that we get to do when we go to Cuba is to go to a Cuban cigar factory where they say, go ahead and smoke it there because you can't take it home.
How interesting. How very, very interesting. So that's kind of fun. All right, we got off on Cuba just because she mentioned when she was going. Now, let's talk about, with Pandora, let's talk about what else is going on at the Botanical Gardens coming up.
Well, we're doing a concert series of 5 concerts this year. Lawrence is our first one. On April 15th, we're doing a Bay Area group called Blame Sally. It's a group of 4 women who write most of their own work. They're on the website with some samples, so you can go to flobg.org, go to concerts, and go down to Blame Sally or any of the people coming. They have links to their music. So Blame Sally is coming on the 15th, which is a Sunday. All concerts are on Sunday. They're all at 4 o'clock. All of them are preceded by a free docent-led tour through the garden. On June the 3rd, we have a blues Hall of Famer named Michael Hawkeye Herman, who sounds like he comes from Alabama, and he actually is a white guy coming out of Cincinnati. He's unbelievably good. Plays both a slide guitar as well as fingerstyle. August 26th, we have Chris Stewart and Janet Beasley. Chris Stewart has won a number of Best Songs of the Year, both for country, western, pop, and for gospel. Very poignant lyrics, really good. And Janet Beasley is on the cover this month of Banjo Magazine, which, if you're not a banjo player, that's not a big deal, but it is a big deal if you're in the music world. They're coming August 26th. And then from the New Age song era of the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, you'll recognize the big deal from Narada at the time was Tingstead and Rumble, and they're coming on October 21st.
Oh, yeah, Narada.
So our goal is to bring music that we can't normally hear in San Luis Obispo County, people who don't come this way, but we also have to be very cognizant that we don't have the Chumash Casino budget. We have a very small venue, we have a very small budget, and our goal is to get the very best people we can, bring a variety, a mix, mix it up a little bit. So everything from country western to new age to Lawrence Juber playing jazz and the Beatles.
Let's do one more time. Let's do a number for tickets.
You can call 541-1400, extension 301, and leave a message there for tickets. Better yet, you can go online at flobg.org and go directly to the concert page and order your tickets through PayPal, not only for Lawrence Juber, but for Blame Sally, Hawkeye Herman, Chris Stewart, as well as Tingstad and Rumble. So you could actually buy for the whole season, of course, while they're there. It would save them some money if they became a member, because then they'd get a discount on their tickets.
There you go, right there.
Tickets are $15 if you are a member and $20 if you're non-member, and $25 at the door.
Sign up. Join the gang right there. All right, we're going to thank you very much, Pandora, for coming by
and
sharing not only what's going on in the town gardens, but your amazing, unusual life that you live. And we thank you for that. And on our way out, we're going to do Lawrence doing a Beatles tune. There are. Please please me. Oh, yeah. Like I please you. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks,
and
Bill.
You and you have pleased us tremendously, and I want to congratulate you once again on being a ship captain. Aye, sir.
and on
your trip to Cuba, which I think is going to be fun. I saw where the Aurora Granite people are going to do that. And,
it's going to be fascinating, and I think it's very well organized. That's filling up, too, so if people are interested, they better call the chamber today.
You know, the other big garden spot of the world, of course, right now is Vietnam. People going to Vietnam.
It's on my list.
It is on your list?
It's on my list.
Just send me
one of the people I went to captain school with, if that's what you can call it, is being hired as a freighter captain in that part of the world. And so one of the cool things is there's some fun people doing fun things with their captain's licenses, and hopefully I'll get some invitations. Yeah, I mean, you know, flying the waters off of Vietnam in a freighter would be kind of fun.
I think it'd be really good for you. Send me a postcard, okay?
I'll send you a postcard.
Thank you very much. Postcards,
thanks, Bill.
Pictures I have aren't that much fun. We're going to do one more Lawrence Juber on the way out, and thanks again, Pandora, for being here.
Thank you.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. International cyber criminals of two sorts in the news. One that tries to rip you off. The other wants to hurt your company or your country.
We know the threat is real because websites have already been compromised. The NASDAQ and the International Monetary Funds have been hacked. Cyber vulnerabilities threaten key sectors of U.S. and global economy. Both the White House and Congress understand that cyber backbone of our critical infrastructure must be protected. And we have a long way to go.
Maryland Democrat Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger at a hearing of the House Intelligence Committee into cybersecurity. Different kind of cybercrime, counterfeit Super Bowl merchandise and gaming online. ICE agents confiscated nearly $5 million worth of fake NFL goods with Patriots and Giants logos and seized the domains of 307 U.S. registered websites. The White House is clarifying today the Defense Secretary's comments on the end of U.S. combat in Afghanistan. Spokesman Jay Carney.
How much progress is being made, what the conditions are like on the ground, adjustments will be made in terms of schedules and timelines. But that's what Secretary Panetta was referring to, and that discussion will continue, as I said, throughout the spring.
The CIA director said today Panetta was giving his mid-2013 preference, not his plan. In Egypt, thousands of protesters have been in the streets, blaming the government for the fan riot at the soccer match in Port Said that killed so many people. Many were saying there were political factions involved in that brutality. The earlier report out of Newt Gingrich's camp has proved not to be so. Donald Trump has announced his endorsement.
It's my honor, real honor, and privilege to endorse Mitt Romney.
Trump says he's gotten to know Romney in recent months and likes what he hears about being tough with China. Los Angeles school officials are looking back through the records for any previous reports of possible child abuse involving the teacher already facing charges in the alleged abuse of 23 young children. Superintendent John Dacey.
In 1994, a parent had informed them that her daughter alleged that she was fondled by this teacher in class.
The case was taken to the district attorney, which elected not to prosecute. The Obama administration is out with new rules and regs on dealing with your 401k retirement plan, hopefully to be set by the end of the year. Personal finance expert John Goodman at MoneyAnswers.com.
The first thing they're going to do is make fees more transparent and allow people to shop around. The different options that people have, some have higher fees, some have lower fees, and it's not really clear to people.
January was a mixed month for retail sales.
We've had a very mild winter, and it certainly has impacted retailers with large offerings of outerwear, companies like Kohl's, maybe JCPenney.
That's Ken Perkins, head of retail metrics. About half the stores hit their sales mark for the month. About half did not. Wall Street, the Dow down 10 points, NASDAQ up 11, oil about $96.50 a barrel. This is CBS News.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates. Because my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient. Getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Now at the Home Depot, get a Valencia bath vanity for the new lower price of $199. For less than $200, you get the stylish hazelnut cabinet, the white porcelain sink, and the beautiful matching mirror. And you could get a whole new bathroom, because at our Savings Spectacular, you'll find get-it-done savings on faucets, fixtures, flooring, and more. Starting with a Valencia vanity, now $199. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Partial good news on the historic Texas drought.
The Dallas-Fort Worth region is the first metropolitan area to come out of the drought that has scorched most of the state for over a year. Big rainfalls over the past 2 months did the trick.
A lot of that rain has gone into the soil. The soil has been so dry that it was literally like a sponge.
Bill Bunting with the National Weather Service says the area is by no means back to normal.
Probably not realistic to think that we're going to resolve all of the problems the drought caused just with a couple of months of good rainfall.
And he says the region is one dry month away from going back into severe drought. Emily Troube, CBS News, Dallas.
There's a bunny rabbit at the Museum of Life and Science in Durham, North Carolina, with a bad case of the twitches. Bugsy hops in circles and his head twitches almost continuously. Veterinarians couldn't find anything wrong with him, so they decided, why not give acupuncture a try? And it's working, at least temporarily. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just have a website, no. AdvanceAutoParts.com is an online parts palace. Stocked with so many quality parts and detailed product info, you'll want to leap through your screen. For safety's sake, just stick to clicking, man. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com and save 15% off replacement parts. Service is our best part. See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
Now at the Home Depot, get a Valencia bath vanity for the new lower price of $199. For less than $200, you get the stylish hazelnut cabinet, the white porcelain sink, and the beautiful matching mirror. And you could get a whole new bathroom, because at our Saving Spectacular, you'll find get-it-done savings on faucets, fixtures, flooring, and more. Starting with a Valencia vanity, now $199. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for detail.
The MRI system everyone has been waiting for is now at San Luis Diagnostic Center. Patients love it. No more claustrophobia. No more masks over your face. No more tight spaces. And imaging speed to get you in and out, faster than any other magnet made. Plus, doctors love its unsurpassed image quality. The Siemens Skyra produces images doctors only dreamed of before. When you need your next MRI, ask for the new wide-open, ultra-high-field Siemens Skyra at San Luis Diagnostic Center. Even if you live in North or South County, drive a little and get a whole lot more. Best image quality, the greatest patient comfort, and the lowest possible price. Why should you go anywhere else? When you need an MRI, call San Luis Diagnostic Center. 542-9700. That's 542-9700 to schedule your exam on the most modern equipment available.
Karen Scott Audiology has moved to a new location. She is now located at 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, and now easy to find and plenty of parking. Stop in and see her at her beautiful new facilities. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast for over 30 years. Board certified, she and her staff understands the need to have your hearing checked. From your child to your teen, your mother to your grandparents, hearing loss can occur at any age, and it's nice to know that Karen Scott has the knowledge and experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. With a wide selection to choose from, they also offer industrial screenings. Give Karen Scott a call today for your free consultation, 541-1790, or stop by 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, helping you hear the things you love.
Talk is cheap. You're darn right. You're Bill Benneke. Talk is cheap. Friends and Neighbors Network right here at 1340 KYNS in San Luis Obispo. We got towards the end there, I was confused about what to do because I knew I didn't have time to really get into anything. And then I thought, okay, we'll just hear some nice music. All right, so that's what happened. All right. Here's my phone numbers in case you want to call and complain about something. 786-2578. That's 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. 1-866-937-1340. Or if you want to call and say something nice, that'd be nice. Now, here's something very interesting that I think is really important stuff today. They have a breakthrough on Alzheimer's. It spreads like an infection, a study finds. So what happens is they have these proteins that are all whacked out. And so it seems it's from brain cell to brain cell, it travels. But instead of virus or bacteria, what is being spread is a distorted protein known as, are you ready for this? Tau, T-A-U. The surprising finding answers a long-standing question as immediate implications for developing treatments, researchers said, and they said they suspected other degenerative brain diseases like Parkinson's may spread in the brain a similar way. Alzheimer's researchers have long known that dying tau-filled cells first emerge in a small area of the brain where memories are made and stored. The disease then slowly moves outward to larger areas of the brain involved remembering and reasoning. But for more than a quarter century, they have been unable to decide between two explanations. Well, they finally chose one, and hopefully that's right. It's like, you know, they've been dealing cocaine out of the Taco Temple for 10 years. Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense? No. All right. It doesn't. I guess it doesn't make sense. We don't care. All right. Now, here's what else is going on. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, did I say platinum yesterday or Pluto? I said platinum. I think I said platinum. This is shipwreck cargo. Now, here's the interesting thing. I told you somebody would jump on this thing. The British government's got to decide if they want to claim that it's theirs because actually... It was on a British ship. This is how this gets really weird. It was on a British ship that was making a payment carrying this stuff, the platinum, was coming from Russia for stuff we supplied to the Russians. So the payment was on a British ship, was Russian money, but the Russians repaid it. So the Russians had already paid us back. But then you'd think to yourself, you know, would the Russian, well, they're going to Soviet Union anymore. But would the Russians have claim? Well, they didn't actually. So they lay claim to it, and so
But anyway, right now Britain is not sure whether they want to lay claim to it. And other cargo hunter people, you know, ship diver guys, say this may be just bogus. They say there may be nothing left on this ship at all. But this old guy that found it said they can see it laying there, and there's all these boxes around it full of stuff. So, kind of fun, though. This was in Maine. This was off the coast of Maine. Do you know how cold it is in the summer in the ocean in Maine? I can't imagine the wind, but that's why they use one of the funny little subs.
Oh, okay. It's cold. All right. Other things are going on.
I don't care about the groundhog anymore. Other things are going on. Oh, this is a fun story. This is good stuff. A Cal Poly student from Aurora Grande beat out students from Harvard and Loyola to advance to the semifinals of the Jeopardy College Championship. In the game show aired Wednesday night, Weston Mangan, 19, racked up a final total of $28,800, while his competition imploded in the final Jeopardy round and ended up with a buck each. In this version of Jeopardy, the contestants compete for the chance to win set prize amounts. By winning the first round and advancing as a semifinalist, he's assured himself of at least 10 grand. The grand prize winner will take home $100,000, while second place gets 50 grand and third gets 25. The first time Cal Poly's been represented in a tournament, which winnowed a field of 12,000 undergraduates and 15 students who appeared on the show. College championships air at 7 p.m. on NBC and continues through February 14th, Valentine's Day. For more information, you can visit www.jeopardy.com. Well, that's how fun is that? And then David Letterman celebrated 30 years with having Howard Stern on board. Everybody celebrate, like I said, buddy. That's nice. All right. Now, here's this was in the news yesterday. This is a very interesting and amazing thing here right here that I got to tell you about. And that is engineers create a self-guided bullet. So they use a bullet the size of a 50 caliber, and it's hard to describe if you don't know how big that is. Let me see if I have a digit that's like a 50 caliber. Well, okay, your thumb is 50 caliber-ish. And how long was this thing? It's 4 inches long. Okay, 4 inches long. Well, that's a pretty standard 50 caliber bullet. Okay, here's what it does. It makes 30 corrections per second. It's got little fins on it. You know, after it shoots out, the little fins pop out, and then what it does is that you shine a laser at where you want to hit, which is how they do lots of laser targeting now. You know, they have the laser beam that says, here's where I want to hit. And so you do the laser beam, and so somebody has the laser in their hand, and you have the gun in that hand, and the bullet will go where the laser beam is, where it's ended up. That's pretty wild. You know, here's the interesting thing about all this technology, though, is I know it's about killing people, but here's the thing about warfare, no matter what. It's either kill or be killed. You know, so we're always better off, and I have to tell you this honestly, with our technology, to be doing the killing rather than being killed ourselves. And ask anybody that's ever been in the service about that. They'll tell you. Now, here's somebody else's upset. Wait, I should have gone this way first. I have no idea how to pronounce these rappers' names. Rapper N. Kanan is upset that Republican candidate Mitt Romney used his song Waving the Flag during his Florida primary victory speech. In a statement Wednesday, Kanan, is that his name? Kanan says Romney's campaign didn't seek approval to use the song and that he would not have granted permission if it had. Kanan says he wants to make sure Romney does not use the song again and is seeking legal action. It's kind of like, you know, remember the old expression, looking a gift horse in the mouth? What does that have to do with a Trojan horse or something? Doesn't it? Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. So there you are right there. It would seem to me that, you know, the popularity of your song would increase by tenfold, you know, because it's being used in broadcast, but I could be wrong. All right. Now, here's weird. Pentagon chief says soldiers will focus on training local forces earlier in Afghanistan and ends the AIM combat role in 2013. So here's the thing right here, the big old thing. Leon Penta said this, you know. He was speaking to reporters traveling with him to Brussels, where he was scheduled to attend a meeting with NATO defense chiefs. And then today, what's that guy's name, who's the yakker guy for the president, he comes on and says, well, no, we haven't really decided when we're going to. We'd like to get him out by 2013. So, you know, Leon Panetta is a pretty bright guy. If you have to try to interpret for Leon Panetta what it was he said, something not right with that. I'm just telling you right now. Okay, we talked about this terrible, this cold thing they have going on in Europe. And I have a story here. Let's hope it just works for us. We'll see. No promises. Never any promises. I click on these things. Okay. This one's decided to let me down big time. Come on, speak, baby.
This cold temperature has been going on for so long. It really is beginning to take a toll on people. And, of course, as you mentioned right now, on the energy supply. Let's go ahead and look at the pictures. These are pictures from Ukraine. You mentioned the death toll in Ukraine rising sharply in the last couple of days because of the cold temperatures. There have been some disruptions to the supply of heat to people, but not necessarily related to the gas pump situation. But because it has been so cold, there have been some power line problems as well. So they have set up these shelters for people to actually be able to get there some warm warm air, of course, and also there you see the heaters and some food, some warm food. Go ahead and roll the next set of pictures. These are amazing. Look at this. This is normally a ice free port, and this is in Constanța, Romania. The ships, of course, are staying at port now. There's actually ice in the water, and the conditions are not expected to improve anytime soon as that frigid weather continues across the area. Look at the ice right there in the water. Look at the temperatures even now. We're looking, especially right here, back over toward Eastern Europe, Moscow, minus 19, minus 24 in Kiev. Or by the way, schools were closed today again. Minus 2 in Paris right now, and right at freezing in London. Berlin is shivering also at minus 7. You're struggling to barely even make it to freezing in many of these cities, including ones farther to the south like Madrid and Marseille. Rome starting to moderate somewhat as far as temperatures, and as is Athens. I think we should begin
six?
To see a little bit of an improvement
six?
Here. Athens, 6 for your morning low on Friday, but look at Paris, minus 9. Talk about the energy consumption. You just mentioned that, John. RTE, the energy, the grid supplier there in France, said that for every degree that the temperature goes down in France alone, they use enough energy to light the entire city of Marseille. And in this case, we're talking about temperatures that have gone down, in some cases, 10, 15, and even 20 degrees below the average.
Cold thing about it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You should see these things, these crazy temperatures. Budapest was minus 19. Unbelievable. That's all I can tell you. Unbelievable. All right, you're a Bill. 23 now past the hour, 1 o'clock. And Weather Wizard says that maybe by Tuesday we're going to have some rain of our own. We've got some cloudy weather this weekend, whatnot. And it doesn't matter. Everybody's going to be indoors Sunday anyway. And they used to say that the best day, one of the best days in the whole wide world to go to Disneyland was on Super Bowl Sunday. I don't know if that's true or not anymore, but that's what they used to say. I went to Disneyland once when it was just sprinkling a little bit, on and off, you know, just an on and off sprinkling thing. And there was hardly anybody there for that. So I didn't know if you were planning on going to Disneyland. I just thought I mentioned the case. Spencer's had some special coupons and whatnot you could buy to go to Disneyland. Spencer's has all the other great stuff you need for your Super Bowl Sunday. And for every day of the week, they got Super Sunday savings every day of the week. And here you have Dan and Yogurt's 10 for $5. You had Gatorade Thirst Quencher, 99 cents for the 32-ounce bottle. That's the big sucker. And then $3.49 for Dreyer's ice cream. And Dreyer's is a really good ice cream, too. And so here's Hebrew National Weenies are $2.99 for 11 to 12-ounce package. Is that what that says? Okay. You don't have to be. You don't have to be really. Just be specific, and we don't care. Okay. And then Stouffer's party size lasagna is $9.99. So there's some good things going on. And then you have Kraft's has all kinds of. They got the sour creams are on sale, so you make your dippies and all that. And they got Philadelphia cream cheese, so you can put the shrimpies and the stuff on that. And then they got Parmesan down here in case you're doing your own pizza, and Velveeta. And just everything in the whole wide world. Don't forget they have their deli department is just superb, and you can order plates ahead of time, like now, and say okay, well, you need some of these cheese plates or meat plates or combos or whatever veggie jobber do's or shrimpies or whatever you're gonna do. So Spencer's Fresh Market is we'll call it your Super Bowl headquarters for all the chips, and dipsies, and the beers and the everything you need right there. Wine. They have everything, and they have it at a good price, and they have nice people that help you there. So it's a very neat store, and it's owned by John Spencer, who's a very nice man. So that's how I'm looking at it right there. That's local. Freshness is local. Spencer's Fresh Markets in 5 locations on the Central Coast in San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Arroyo Grande, and Santa Maria. It's fresh. It's local. And don't forget your slow roasted coffee, because you got to have coffee, because it's going to be cold nights. So we still have cold nights. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, other things are going on.
As you may have heard, the right to work rule comes to the Midwest with Indiana law. So the right to work basically says that you don't have to join a union if you don't want to. You know what I mean? If everybody else is in the union, you still don't want to be in the union. You don't have to be in the union. Union people aren't happy with that, but that's what's going on. Here, this had a big thing on the Catholics are all upset about. Where is this story? They're upset about what's going on with the birth control thing. Wait a second, let me find this. Where did you just go? Okay, thank you. Right, let me see if I can find it. Okay. All right, wait a second. Well, I'll be dead. Anyway, they had something about they weren't happy about some new rule. I don't see it right in front of me. But here's the thing. And here's what's going to, this is important right here. Pfizer recalls 1 million birth control packs after a manufacturing mix-up. That's a lot of pills. Birth control pills are known to be nearly 100% effective when taken properly, but a recall of the drug should send a shudder through women of childbearing age. A manufacturing mix-up by Pfizer, the world's largest drug maker, led to some packets being distributed with the pills out of order. That means a patient should have unknowingly skipped a dose and raised her risk of an accidental pregnancy. Pfizer has recalled about a million packets of low overall 28 in its genetic equivalent. The company estimates that only about 30% were flawed. The pills were made and shipped last year. So you might not have planned on becoming a parent by the end of this year, but you may. Maybe welcome on a bouncing baby or something. So just get used to the idea and go with it. Eyes are all cute. Barf on you. Make sure your wife changes the diaper. Now they're saying radiation could have escaped from San Onofre. Nuclear plant operators say the amount would have been small and not posed a threat, which of course they would say, even if 10 million people are dead in Oceanside. They'd say, oh, it wasn't us. We didn't do it. It was a small little escapement. Now, PG&E is all over the news right here. Are you ready for this? Let's do PG&E all over the news. Customers can opt out of the smart meters for a price. So the State Utilities Commission decided that PG&E can pay, that they can charge you to not have a smart meter, and then you can have to pay $10 a month to have it read. All right? The smart meter program is worth $2.2 billion. So there's that. Then over here, they have PG&E appeals a $16.8 million fine for poor gas leaks surveys because they did really crappy with that. And then PG&E's in the news. Aren't they? What did he say? What did the president of PG&E say? They want to be unbelievable, astonishing, whatever it is. They so far they've kept their promise. They've been just a pain in the neck. Then they had another thing coming up there. Seismic testing. They wanted to be able to charge the customers for seismic testing, and they were told no. So, finally, no for something. Well, this is just, I'm trying to find news, but this is just terrible. All right, this is important news for Planned Parenthood. They said they received more than $400,000 from 6,000 donors in the 24 hours since news broke that its affiliates would be losing grants for breast screenings from the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Breast Cancer Foundation. Komen, meanwhile, incurred vehement criticism from some members of Congress, numerous liberal advocacy groups, and some newspaper editorial writers, but was applauded by many conservative religious and anti-abortion groups that abhorred Planned Parenthood for its role as the leading U.S. abortion provider. Planned Parenthood says the funding cutoff was a result of Komen succumbing to pressure from anti-abortion activists. In a statement Wednesday evening, it denied that politics played a role and reiterated this decision was based on its newly adopted criteria for issuing grants. One of the criteria was you can't be doing abortions. I don't have to tell you what their new criteria is. I'll see when we're listening to this thing here. I'll see if I can find out this other thing I want to tell you about.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out.
I'm Art Emmer, and welcome to our gas show, The Great American Songbook Reprise.
I'm co-host Shireen. You've been listening to Art and Steve Lipia performing Get Me to the Church on Time from their upcoming CD, Frank and Frankie, a celebration of the Sinatra romantic eras.
Frank graciously gifted me a singing lesson, and this week our good friends, John DeAndrea and Carmine Rubino of Paso Robles D'Ambino Winery, complete our tribute to Mr. Sinatra. They are formerly Hollywood's legendary composer, producer, engineers, who have created the soundtrack of our lifetime. We also feature a compelling interview with Cheryl Tolan, founder of Welcome Home Troops.
We greatly appreciate our generous, sustaining sponsors, D'Ambino Vineyards and Cellars, Roxanne's Birkenstock at ShoeSurfing.com, Upper Crust Trattoria, and we welcome our newest sponsor, Doug Coleman of Coleman Forensic Services.
Ring-a-ding-dong.
The Gas Show, Saturday at 1 p.m., Sunday at 5 p.m.
Hi, this is Jackie, owner of Red Dirt Coffee House in Rio Grande. Our Ohana can't thank Radio Central Coast enough for helping us define our Aloha spirit over the airwaves. We have always believed in the power of advertising, and the staff at Radio Central Coast has made it so easy and affordable to reach our goal. We have always believed in the power of advertising, and the staff at Radio Central Coast has made it so easy and affordable to reach and grow our customer base. If you're looking for advertising that really works, give Radio Central Coast a call today and give your business a jump start into 2012. Call 786-2570. Again, that number is 786-2570. Take it from us. At Red Dirt Coffee House, we consider Radio Central Coast a valuable business partner and truly thank them for helping us reach our goals one delicious cup of Aloha at a time.
If you would like to advertise with Radio Central Coast, call 786-2570.
Okay, you ready? Take one.
Take it from us at Red Dirt Coffee House.
God.
We have always believed in the power of...
That's kind of cute.
talk is cheap with Bill Benica. Thanks for joining me today. It's 25 minutes now before the hour, 2 o'clock. And as we look at everything that's going on, here's the story right over here. The PG&E's request a charge for seismic study rejected. Is that what I said? I think that's what I said. PG&E, what are the extraordinary? What's it extraordinary? Is that what the word is? Right, so far they're just sort of extraordinary-ish. Barely. All right, other things going on. Other things that are happening in our world today. Other people that are out there and what they're doing. Oh, here, I found the story. Wait, Bill says. Wait. Where is it? Right here. Are you ready? This is a story I was trying to find. I think there's going to be a little bit of a commercial first. And then we'll hear it. Catholics upset with contraception rules.
Hey, did you hear it might rain?
Yeah, we heard.
So 4 seconds ago.
4G LTE with speeds up to 10 times faster than 3G. AT&T.
Catholic leaders took to their pulpits railing against a new government policy. It forces employers, including religiously affiliated schools and hospitals, to cover all FDA-approved contraceptives.
Our Catholic institutions that serve this nation well are being told, you who find these things offensive, you should pay for them. In fact, you must pay for them.
Some congregants are firmly against the new rule.
I don't believe that we should have to provide abortificants and contraception and abortions.
While many Catholics do not oppose the use of contraception, church leaders like Cardinal Donald Wuerl of the Archdiocese of Washington say this is an issue of religious freedom.
We've never experienced this in the history of our country before. This is a violation of the basic rights of conscience and religious liberty. So you need to know that, and you need to begin to speak up.
That argument may be working. Steve Schneck is a professor at Catholic University and has advised the Obama administration in the past. He calls the contraception decision a political misstep.
I'm seeing in the pews something waking up, maybe a little bit of a sense of Catholic solidarity that I think could very well, you know, carry over into their political activities.
There are 70 million Catholics in the U.S. 54% of those who voted in 2008 went for President Obama, an important majority when you consider where many of them live.
They're located in places like Ohio and Pennsylvania and Colorado and Florida, which are, of course, critical states for whoever wants to become president of the United States. So that Catholic vote really matters.
In 2009, with a speech at the University of Notre Dame, President Obama extended an olive branch to Catholics.
Maybe we won't agree on abortion, but we can still agree that this heart-wrenching decision for any woman is not made casual. It has both moral and spiritual dimensions. So let us work together. Let's honor the conscience of those who disagree with abortion and draft a sensible conscience clause.
But now the goodwill the president accumulated may be in jeopardy, Schneck says, especially for the way the Obama administration rolled out the new policy. 3 days before tens of thousands of protesters, many of them Catholic, came to Washington for the annual March for Life on the anniversary of the Supreme Court decision of Roe v. Wade.
There's nothing like having a sense of opposition to you to rally the troops, and I suspect that's going to happen here.
The rule goes into effect this summer, but gives religious employers an extra year to comply. And while White House officials like Jay Carney say that this strikes an appropriate balance, one church leader we spoke with said this just gives churches an extra year to figure out how to violate their conscience. Breonna Keeler, CNN, the White House.
Not involved in this one. Okay. So that's what, that was the thing I was trying to tell you about that was going on there, and I found it. All right, other things are going on in our world. Other things that are in the news. The Washington State Senate passed a bill Wednesday night that would then legalize same-sex marriage, setting the stage for the state to become the seventh to allow gay and lesbian couples to wed. The measure now heads to the House, which is expected to approve it, and it could take action on it as early as next week. Eventually, as we're sure, this is going to end up in front of the Supreme Court. And hopefully they don't dodge it, because they shouldn't. This is interesting here. Under pressure from farm groups, the Labor Department has agreed to modify a plan that's intended to keep children away from some of the most dangerous farm jobs. The proposal now will include broader exemptions for children whose parents are part owners or operators of farms, have a substantial interest in a farm partnership or corporation. Wednesday, the rules would ban children younger than 16 from using most power-driven equipment and prevent those younger than 18 from working in feedlots, grain bins, and stockyards. Farm groups had complained that the initial rules proposed last year would upset traditions where children often work alongside their folks and their relatives to learn how a farm operates. There's that. And then there was this today in the paper, and this was had to do with a comment made here. Oh, here, right here. There was the perspective from the Sacramento Bee. Apple must set a higher bar for worker safety. Anyway, basically what they're saying is that Apple, along with many other people, are having the Chinese, you know, and basically under almost slave labor conditions and child labor conditions and all that, you know, manufacturing their products. And even though they say, well, we absolutely don't believe in that, you can say it, but if there's actually that's who's making your products, then that doesn't amount to a tinker's dam. But that's what you say. That's what's going on. So, and that's it. I'm just telling you. Oh, here's another thing. Are you serious? Is this worth even wondering about? Please tell me. Facebook's ticker name is so bland. You know what it is? FB. They chose FB. You know. So they said they should have picked Zuck or Poke or something like that. I don't know, one of these little things that stands for something. You should have used that. Zuck was one, Poke Watt, FBML for future blackmail. They have all these little, you know, funny things that people do that have funny names, but actually that's more on Twitter than it is on Facebook. So that's kind of odd. And FB is fine with me for Facebook. I can't afford their stock anyway, but no, I'm serious. It's like, who cares? Schools get digital checkbook challenge. Officials in Obama administration want education to catch up on technology. Are hard-bound textbooks going the way of the slide rules and typewriters in schools and cursive writing? Education Secretary Arne Duncan and Federal Communications Commission Chairman Julius Genachowski on Wednesday challenged schools and companies to get digital textbooks in students' hands within 5 years. The Obama administration's push comes 2 weeks after Apple announced it would start to sell electronic versions of a few standard high school books for use on its iPad tablet. But obviously, I don't know what's going to happen in 5 years, but, you know, the digital age is here. There's no question about it. And you know, there's so many people now have e-readers, and that's where it's all going, and that's where it's going to go. But now, see here, Mike brought me this book. When you hold a book in your hand, see, there's a lot of people don't want to give that up for any reason. Whole world. This makes you feel good. Just there's a certain feeling about having a book in your hand. You know? I'm feeling pretty good right now. The Devil in the White City. Eric Larson is what he brought me, and then Pandora said she'd read it and thought it was a great book. So this is basically it has to do with actual fact. Some kind of mystery with fact. Okay, other things going on. FB, Facebook. That makes sense to me. I'm sticking to it right there. Well, there's some interesting letters people wrote today. Oh, here's something that's going on, and this is tomorrow, so you want to get involved in this, I think. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women in the United States today. Heart disease knows no boundaries of age, sex, ethnicity, or financial status. Women are at particular risk for a number of reasons, one being the lack of understanding of the risk factors involved, another the differences in the presentation of the symptoms of a cardiac episode in women. During February, the American Heart Association and Go Red for Women target women to help raise their awareness in the fight against heart disease and learning to love your heart to live a longer, healthier life. Learn your numbers, weight, blood pressure, percentage of body fat, etc., body measurements, evaluate your diet and exercise regimen, and then stop by your local fitness facility or healthcare provider during February to learn your numbers. Taking preventive steps today can significantly reduce the chance of getting heart disease tomorrow, next year, 10 years from now. Most of us sort of know that we look at our lifestyle and we sort of have an idea that, you know, this is where I'm headed. You know, we kind of already know that. And so a lot of us are just too lazy to do anything about it. I'll be Frank. I'll be Bill. You know, for most of the time, I'll be Frank when I need to. So anyway, tomorrow, the idea is to wear red day. All right, Friday, February 3rd, join millions of women. And men can do it too. Wear, I have a red sweater. I can wear a red sweater. I just want to know that. Other things that are happening today. Other things that are going on. I can't take the time to do all this, but anyway, but here's a story about Lieutenant Colonel Nicole Vallier, I think is how you would say her name. It sounds French to me, but I thought the other guy's name sounded French. I don't know. Anyway, but she served in Iraq and was head of a big base there, you know, and now she's at Camp San Luis Obispo. Now, here's the thing that came up in the news today. I underlined it. I made sure I could see it. Dang, maggot. Remember I mentioned that, I forget what we were talking about, but I mentioned that there's a huge contingent of folk that arrive here, and they study out of Camp San Luis Obispo. And so, Bill Moran, by the way, wrote this story about this lady who's a lieutenant colonel. It's a great story. It's just too long to read to you. But let me see if I have it here. I saw it today somewhere. I saw it. I did. Anyway, what it is there. Now, they may be at Camp San Luis. They used to do part of the training, though, but they may still do classroom or whatever they call it, training. They may still do it at Embassy Suites. I don't know. But it had to do with the people. There's an outfit that trains first responders and cops and firemen and all that kind of stuff for all kinds of stuff. And then, I have no idea where it went. I have no idea where it went. Okay, but anyway, it was in the news, and I saw it, and I thought, okay, I circled it. Let me try one more place, the front page. There it is right there. Jolt to local economy, special Camp San Luis Obispo training. There it is, Bill, on the front page, you fool. Okay, Brown West End program for first responders that brings in more than $5 million here to our economy. And this is the California Specialized Training Institute. That's what it's called at Camp San Luis Obispo. Now, they've been operating for quite some time. And it's a 40-year-old California specialized training school. And so I know a lot of times they used Embassy Suites as a place where they put people up. Now, I don't know if everybody goes to Camp San Luis now or what, but it's a big program here. Let's get on the phone and say hello to somebody today and say hi. Hello.
That is an outrage of shutting down CSTI.
Yeah.
It is, that place is famous nationwide and well-known worldwide.
Yeah,
that's
some
of the best training there is. For first responders,
I know that there. I know that it has that reputation. I knew somebody. There was a guy who used to do, and he was a guy. He was an information guy. He was like, how do you disseminate information in the best possible way? He had worked at, I believe it was either KSBY or KCOY News, and I can't remember his name, but he was a newsman years ago, and he had gone to work for them, and that was part of his thing was to say, okay, here's the best way to get information out. Either that or saying, here's the best way not to get information out. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they also held training classes for city managers and city council type folks to teach them about oversight in an emergency. And, you don't assign all of your resources to the first thing that gets reported. That kind of stuff.
Do you have any idea, because I mentioned that, I know that they used to put them up at the Embassy Suites. I don't know if they trained at Camp San Luis when they did that. Do they still go to the Embassy Suites?
A lot of them go to Embassy Suites, and a lot of them go to whatever that is up the corner of Monterey and Grand. That big hotel up there?
All right, let me go where I'm at, Monterey and Grand. Oh, yeah, Express, the Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah, it's because if you walk around that place at dinner time, there's just a whole bunch of cops.
I was going to say.
I mean, when you get them in a group, they're obviously cops.
They cut the matcha with a spoon.
There's a lot of testosterone in the room, you know,
yes,
male
sir.
And female.
Listen, having MC to retiring chief's dinner, let me tell you. But $5 million is what it brought into our local economy. So I don't know. They got to cut
some
stuff.
Of the best training. I used to work as an EMT at the shooting range. Thank God, never had to do anything except sit and watch. And I learned a lot about. I learned a lot of really interesting stuff about both behavior and things to do and things to not do.
Mm-hmm.
It was very interesting. You know.
Now, did all firemen in San Luis Obispo go through this, or just certain rank, or what?
Certain ones, and generally, we would send battalion chiefs.
Okay.
You know, because it's kind of learn a little deeper than just understanding the incident command system.
Okay, gotcha.
California Fire Service has an incident command system that is copied all over the world. It went through the three iterations, and the real trick is we all use the same language. We all use the same structure. And in San Luis, for example, it's called the Helm structure. It's got all those wooden drawers you pull up. One of the drawers is full of packets.
Gary, you're breaking up to the point. It's not working.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me get this. Man, the darndest time with Bluetooth. Wait. I'm not driving now anyway.
You're not driving. You're not even driving, so what do you care?
So anyway, and it's copied all over the world, and it's taught in depth at CSTI. And it's not just first. Well, in the fire service, it's not as much captains and firemen that go. It's kind of the overhead, you know, getting the book learning. Captains and firemen go up to Monterey to Asilomar. It's right there in view of that famous golf course that none of us could afford to play on.
Right. So, you know, they're saying that they're Pebble Beach. They're saying that they want to take part of this training and transfer it to Sacramento. What that does, I have no idea, because the people don't come. I mean, it's for people all over the state. So that doesn't make sense. And then the Colonel.
Yeah, and you're shutting it down to save $180,000 a year. That's what's going to be the savings. Either that, or if they just don't give the training, and that ain't in anybody's best interest. Cops or the public they served.
It says it would save $187,000.
Yeah, that's going to be the total savings. And it's going to take $5 million out of the county economy, because those people got to eat.
Yeah. That's amazing. Sometimes
it's unbelievable.
Here's the interesting thing, but you know, everybody's going to have an axe to grind and say, okay, we got to eliminate this, we got to eliminate that, you know. But in every one of these decisions, you know, a decision has to be made of how penny wise and pound foolish it actually is. If you say, if they say, well, okay, we're going to move some of these training facilities to Southern California and to Sacramento, well, the people that are in the valley, the people on the Central Coast, all those, they have to travel outside of the area to go to attend the thing anyway. What
which means they're away from their job for two additional days to travel.
I know. And what difference does it make which way you go? I mean, that's, you know.
And actually, San Luis County really benefits, because there's always going to be people who, for whatever reason, don't show, aren't going to make it. And so the word will come out that we've got an opening in this class, and somebody from San Luis County will jump on that. You know.
It's an interesting tale. No, it's very interesting. Anyway, they say next December is when they're going to do this. Now, understand that, you know, a lot can happen between now and next and December, and, you know, what decisions are made.
Yeah, it just seems every time politicians are forced to trim the budget, they go right for the things that the public least want trimmed. You know, I don't hear a whole lot about state departments of, you know, the state government being, you know, combined to have fewer political appointees.
Did you notice? Did you notice that?
It's cops, firemen, and teachers are who they go for first. And this thing of shutting down the state parks. And now the state is fighting the movement among cities and counties to take over the management of the state parks so they stay open, and the state doesn't want that. What is going on?
I have to admit, it's one of those that leaves me. I scratch my head over it. Wait, I go, this is going crazy here. I scratch my head over the same thing, Gary, because it makes no sense to me at all that if you have the wherewithal and the finances to say, okay, we can keep something open and have people man it and keep it clean and all that kind of thing, like Morro Strand Beach, which is one they had in the paper the other day, then, you know, why would you say no? I mean, what's the point of saying no? We just want to close the thing. I have to admit, I don't get it. I don't really get it. Now, I got to get to this last thing today. Syria mission was doomed from the start. This is kind of like the O.J. Simpson trial. Some observers sent to monitor bloodshed lacked skills. The thought the trip was for pleasure. The Arab League's mission to monitor the bloodshed in Syria was in trouble from the beginning, with some observers seemingly oblivious to the gravity of their assignment and others lacking the expertise to do the job anyway.
The Arab observers also face serious dangers, a scarcity of equipment, and a fierce Syrian media campaign against them, obstacles that all but assured their inability to get a deep understanding of the crisis. The mission was suspended Saturday amid escalating violence. And I don't even know really if these people were totally equipped in any particular way, why they what they could have done. I'll be honest with you. All right. Last night I got to watch it. I watched it again. I have to tell you, as good as it gets. Jack Nicholson, Greg Kinnear, and what's her name? And they a great movie. Helen Hunt. And they all did a great job in it. And this is when I discovered, by watching the credits in that movie the first time, is when I discovered this version of this song.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Some things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. This'll help things turn out for the best. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Life's a counterfeit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's the joke, it's true. You see, it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember the last laugh is on you.
Bright side, tomorrow's Friday. And the Super Bowl weekend is here. All right, we're going to get together again tomorrow on Friday at noon o'clock. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap.
The game is over.
The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Bye. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails.